These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo breakdown.
Good morning, breakdowners. It's Michelle Baber.
And I'm Lauren Davis.
And we have a very special guest today to do our Ladies of London recap. Bianca's here, and she has an amazing TikTok. Bravo with Bianca. Thank you for joining us today, Bianca. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing well. Yeah, right before we started recording, we were just like, we were about to talk into the whole business aspect of what's been happening with ABC and Bachelorette. So this is like literally like when we're recording, this is the day after ABC announced that they're canceling, or they're not going to run this Bachelorette with Taylor, Frankie, Paul.
Has there ever been this level of a network disaster?
Catastrophe?
Catastrophe in history. It's like the movie Network from the 70s.
It's like it's crazy. Well, ABC, I don't know what's happening, but it's like, remember the Jimmy Kimmel not that long ago? It's very different, like, situation. But it was like, yeah, he's going off the air. And then he was like back a week later. I don't know what's going on, but
this is so much worse than Jimmy Kimmel. That was their choice.
Well,
Jimmy
Kimmel. I'm just saying like that network is like it's
fucking a mess.
Yeah, the network's a mess. Like executives are fucking up.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely heads are going to be rolling at ABC because this was like already, I feel like the decision making to have Taylor, Frankie, Paul as The Bachelorette, that is like their biggest franchise, like The Bachelor, Bachelorette. It's like still like their biggest thing on ABC. And they hired her knowing she's already been arrested. Like
the fact that this footage is from 2023.
Yeah.
So it's like they already knew about it. So they can't be like, oh, this has come to light. We had no idea.
Yeah.
And then like also it's like, it's a liability on both sides. Like guys who are on the cast can sue to be like lost wages, da 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 da. But then also guys on the cast can sue like you put me in direct risk.
Yes, you put me. They could say like I wasn't aware of X, Y, and Z, and you put me at risk. And also like it's crazy because like less than a week ago she was at the Oscars.
No, it's insane.
Yeah,
I actually saw a TikTok of somebody saying that there was an article that came out when she got arrested that explained everything that happened in the video. So this article,
it's all in the police reports.
Yeah.
I read the police report and I like after season one and I was kind of like,
we talked about
why people are standing her because it's like, it's not good.
We recapped it. There wasn't the video. We didn't have the video.
No, there's video. There's not that video, but there wasn't that body cam footage that's been available to the public since 2023.
Yeah.
And ABC knew all of this.
Yeah.
And still,
they still, like, yeah.
So fucked,
and
dude.
Well, it's like Hulu has like her reality show. So it's like, how did they not tell like the production of Bachelorette, like, this is not a good situation. Like, I don't know I think she's like clearly not okay. And I don't think neither is Dakota. I feel like they're both. I mean, I don't even really want to know like the logistics. It just seems like a very unhealthy, toxic situation. And I don't know why Disney would ever even hire her for like to be the Bachelorette, knowing all of this. It's
always
felt
like a weird decision.
Yeah.
It's like the show Unreal, where it's like the show Unreal, the first, like, it was like, you know, written and show ran by a former Bachelor producer. And like the first season was good. And it like really like showed stories that like really Heidi or like a Mike Fleiss would, you know, do and stuff. It was more of the reality. And then it jumps so far off the rails. You're like, I don't believe any of this. This is so crazy. Like, you know, like that, you know, they're hiring people in prison and she's having sex with every single contestant and she's a producer and stuff. But like, this is like a plot that if I'd seen it on Unreal, I would be like, this is not realistic. The Bachelor would never do this. And they did.
They did. And then I was reading today, Bianca, I don't know if you saw this. I don't know if it's like Variety maybe. But they said, so ABC is obviously freaking out because it's a very expensive show to make. Yes. It's $2 million almost an episode is how much that costs ABC. And now they're like, what are we going to do? What are they going to show for the next 20 weeks? Because they're also like, we don't have like live sports really happening until the fall, right. You know? So it's like, what are we going to show? And it's a 3-hour long episode every time. But
I've heard somewhere that she might have to pay. I think it was Dumois that said it, that she might owe them some money because that is a huge loss. But I don't know how.
Yeah.
It was Dumois. So, like, don't take what I'm saying. Yeah. But
she's a fan of the.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Full disclosure.
We like Dumois too. I Sunday spotted. I'm like sitting there tapping away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think it's like, it's a numbers thing, right? It's like they must have crunched the numbers of. First of all, like liability on both sides, and then loss of advertisers.
Yeah.
Versus like if advertisers, if they pulled out of the show and then never came back to ABC, never came back to Disney, like were lost forever versus like a loss of, you know, revenue from ratings and like, you know, like potential, because it's like a ton of people would watch it. But it's a liability for brands who don't want their name associated with it. If there's like backlash, campaigns, boycotts. So it's just like, it's such a Kobayashi Maru from Star Trek, like an unsolvable problem. There's no good answer. They're so fucked. What are they going to do? 3 hours. They don't have anything ready
they
to go. Are they going to play like Star Wars?
And every like, day, like, well, I feel like not even every day, because this just happened, like, this all just happened this week, like within the last few days, like, we found out that they had paused filming on Mormon Wives because of an incident that happened in late February between Dakota and Taylor. And then yesterday, there was that TMZ, like, footage was released of her. I wouldn't watch it, but I read about it, like, she's throwing chairs at him, and, like, her daughter is there, her dark.
Yeah.
Terrible. Dark. And then I also found out yesterday it was their kid's birthday when this was released. Yesterday was their kid's birthday. Mm-hmm. When this footage was released.
That's so sad.
And then
that's but that's like when TMZ think what's his Harvey? What's the Harvey, guy's what, name in
not
TMZ?
Wednesday. Levin.
Thank Harvey Lennon.
Levin. Yeah. And then Levin. And then that other couple, I can't remember now, they just announced last night that like on the same show that they're filing for a divorce.
Oh, yes.
Jordan did that to get into the mix. Like, he probably thought that would be like a bigger thing and he would get attention, and it just like flopped. Like, I haven't seen it anywhere ever since they first posted it.
And then I saw today that somebody took a screenshot, like it was Jordy Cray, actually. I was like looking at it. So he saw that Taylor was like commenting on stuff today. And he was like, I don't know if this is really like the time to be like on your phone. And she's like, this was like this morning. She's like, listen, I still have jobs to do. I got to clock in. It's like, girl.
Take a break.
Yeah. The show must don't go on. Yeah. As ABC like,
none of her shows are happening. But because right before we recorded, Bianca, you were like, do you think they'll ever air it? And like, if you look at
it's in the Disney vault. They're going to put it in the vault with Frozen.
Well, they said that we've decided to like not show this for now, but they never said it would be forever. Yeah, so I do wonder if at some point, like, they're going to show it. I don't know. I kind of think they're kind of waiting to see what else is going to happen. But they're definitely not going to show it for right now. I do also wonder, I don't know if I'd watch it right now. I wasn't I don't know. I don't watch that show anyway. I feel like a lot of people would watch that show.
Yeah.
And I guess the guy she allegedly got engaged to, he came out today defending her.
Oh, he did. I did not see that.
Yeah, I think that just like happened like right before we got on. I'm like, I gotta talk about Ladies of London. I can't, you know, these Mormon wives are keeping me up.
I just think. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Bianca.
I was just going to ask you guys, what do you think of the Dakota of it all? Like, do you think he maliciously is putting this stuff out there to sabotage her?
I don't know, because there's that picture of him. Obviously, it's like a coordinated Pat picture, but it's him and her ex-husband.
They're both at the courthouse
trying to file for sole custody to be like, she's the problem, you know, but I just don't know. I don't want to speculate.
The only thing that I get from their relationship is just like
bad.
They're not good together. They know
Wuthering Heights.
They're not. They know they're not good together. But neither of them can be okay if somebody, if the other one is with somebody else, and they kind of sabotage it all. Like, I feel like it's kind of like, I actually read an article with her today that Vulture posted. They interviewed her like back in November and February when like to for press for the show. And then they were like, we got to get this article out, even though it's all been canceled.
Yeah.
But she's like, yeah, I love Dakota. I can't see him with other people, but, you know, it's like a drug. And that's how she describes their relationship.
Yeah.
Toxic. So, you know, we don't know what else is going to happen. I'm interested to see what Disney's going to show.
I know.
They have all those other, you know, there's so much all, you know, Disney, ABC is Disney. There's so much programming they could put on there. I don't.
Right.
You know what? If I was Disney, what I would show, they have this Korean reality show about shamans. It's like a competitive reality show where it's like shamans and they like can predict the future. They know when people died. They know what they died of, and they do it all on the air. And I think they should show that instead.
I think
good,
that.
Clean, fun. Yeah, it's really fun to learn.
Lauren's tried getting me to watch it, and she's like,
"You liked it.
What is it on?
It's on Disney Plus."
Oh.
Oh, and Disney Plus. Yeah.
Well, I was like, it's on in Korea. South Korea.
I'm just saying, check it out, you know?
I will.
Speaking of,
Disney,
speaking of international shows. Let's get out of Utah for a second, gals.
Yeah, seriously. I've had enough of Utah. Like, truly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All Utah
dads. Talking about bad Mormons.
Yeah.
Jeez. Let's get into Ladies of London, LOL, Season 4, Episode 4.
I love it.
So, Bianca, before we get into the episode, how much have you been loving this season? Has it rocked your world like it has ours?
Obsessed. Obsessed with everything about it. I think the casting is great. There's not one person I don't like, I feel like. Like, everyone is doing their job, and I love that.
Yes, everyone's no flops.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's showing up to work.
Yeah.
They're all working beautifully. It's just, it's like, it feels like old school Bravo. You know what I mean? Like, it's funny. There's drama. They're fun to look at. I like where they're going to eat. I like the way that, oh my God, what's her name?
Martha?
No, the Swedish one. No.
Missy?
Missy. Yeah, the way that she says vineyard. She's like, vineyard.
Yeah.
Vineyard.
I love it. Yeah.
She's like, oh, what did you think of the wine vineyard?
The vineyard. And she's like, I took the girls to the vineyard. Yeah. It's like, oh God, inject this into my veins.
No, I love it. Martha's my favorite.
I love Martha.
Protect this woman. Mm-hmm. Protect her. Mm-hmm. Keep her. Always keep her in the garage. But I need somebody standing guard in front of her garage to protect her and the bird. Mostly so she's not giving her keys away to a strange man.
Well, the bird is kind of like a guard bird in that if you move your eyes, it will peck
them out. If you move your eyes, it'll peck at you. You have to wear... The fact that she has lost everything, but she still has like factory level, like protective eyewear for her guests.
I'm terrified of birds, so, like, honestly, that's my worst nightmare, going to her house. If a bird is free flying around the house and could land on my shoulder and peck my eye out,
that bird is flying around drunk.
No, like, absolutely not. Like, I'm getting, like, shaky thinking of that.
Yes, and birds carry disease, including maybe this bird, alcoholism.
Which is a disease.
Yeah.
Which is a disease.
You're not.
No, it's true. It's true.
We don't know if the bird is an alcoholic. We just know that the bird does drink.
That's for the bird to decide.
That's for the bird. This is for the birds.
This is for the birds. This one's for the birds. Okay. Martha starts the episode. Our darling Martha Lady Sitwell. And she's talking about when we last left off, Kimmy was really upset about Missy talking, bringing the wine tasting to quote unquote too dark of a place and quote unquote dumping because she was talking about her brother who was gunned down at his house
in front of his kid, right?
In front of his kid and wife.
Yeah, and she's like, "Oh God,
yeah,
not this again."
Not at lunch. Get it because like. If I'm out to eat with my friends, like, I don't want to talk about work. I don't want to talk about the dark things going on in the world. But also, I wouldn't say that to them. Like, I would never be like, I don't want to talk about your brother that just got shot in front of his kid. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it behind your back and be like, it was because of the drugs.
Yeah.
But,
like, oh,
but this
is my God. So
this is what I love about these. This is what I love about these ladies
this
of London.
What I love about
is
these
that
ladies.
Like they are like, I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say this shit on camera. Mm-hmm. Like they're not like thinking like, but what would the fans think? They're like, I am gonna talk shit the way I would off camera, yeah. on camera, and I'm not even going to worry about how it sounds coming out.
Yeah.
Whereas Margot, who was also in the car with Kimmy and Martha mm-hmm. while Kimmy was on her like shit talk diatribe, Margot is more of a reality TV show savvy person, mm-hmm. I would say.
Yeah.
More like she's American. She knows like how vicious fans can be, and she yeah. knows what fans will be thinking when they see Kimmy say all this.
Yeah, she's like, also
how
sober,
dare she?
And so she's like,
she's sober, she's
probably.
Cogent for all yes. of it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But don't you like Bianca? Do you feel like do you feel like this show feels extra produced or not? Because I feel like when you see them, like I feel like these are their legitimate personalities. Like I don't think a producer could coach them into saying like. Say this is so annoying and you hate this kid.
Right. No, I definitely don't. It gives like old Roni to me. Like,
yes,
yes,
that's give that, a mm-hmm. fuck. And that's how this show feels to me.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot produce Kimmy or Martha. Like, those are one of a kind people.
Yes.
100%.
They are just, they have not taken any lessons or anything. They have nobody in their ear telling them what to say or do.
Yeah.
No. And like, I think that like, yeah, it helps that the relationship, which we get into a lot in the episode, the relationship with alcohol and like posh, rich people, yeah. British society. It's mm-hmm. it's kind of like Roni where it's like so much more accepted,
mm-hmm. yeah.
which helps with, you know, just loosening things up for the ladies. And then and denial.
Yeah.
it's that, like you know, how it's, drunk it's, they are
it's
when it's happening.
When you're at the Vineyards.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to start calling
like,
that.
I know.
The Vineyard. Yeah. Oh, and Amanda Vineyard? Bachelor accidentally says Vineyards too on Summer House.
Did you,
this is a
did you just call her
trend
Batula?
Alert.
Batula? Batula? Amanda Batula?
Batula. Sorry, I was saying it like Scott Bakula.
No, but he's
searching.
I was like, oh, Lauren got very British. Amanda Batula.
Just turned on your British accent.
Yeah, it sounded like something like if she was in Bridgerton.
Yeah.
That's where she should go after the Summer House. She should leave the Summer House because she's leaving Kyle. And go to Bridgerton.
She can mm-hmm. be the next love interest on the new season.
I love that. Yeah, she, mm-hmm. the next a bodice ripper
yeah.
romance is really what
smoking
she needs
weed
right
all
now.
Over the place.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God. Instead of drinks, she has joints.
Mm. Yes.
I'm here for it.
Getting pinned up against a tree by some lord smoking a doobie.
Oh,
I wish
lord,
that
or
for
lady.
Amanda.
This
or
is
a lady.
This is our fan fiction. Bianca, do right. you like it?
I love it.
So Micah and Margot meet up for Margot to rat on Kimmy. And Margot talks a little bit about her husband and how she's moving her family to London.
Yes.
Because I work here.
Yeah,
and
I work here.
But really,
like,
it's like because this reality show.
Yeah, she's like, it's the only place I can get a job. It's like, I don't know.
Like, out of the whole United States?
Yeah, it's like, you're an American actress. She's like, it's the only place that I can get a job, you know? So it just, I really need my family to get on board. I need this to work.
Yeah, I need this. Mommy needs this.
I need this to work. I need to FaceTime my husband. It's got to work out.
Like the fact that she's even saying that, like her family's not even fully on board. She's just there filming the show. She doesn't care. There.
Yeah, she's like, I have a budget of only 50 grand a month. It is, needs to work.
That's a dream. A budget of 50 grand a month? Damn.
Imagine.
Oh my God.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her husband's kind of hot.
He
no?
is.
Yeah.
He's like a Lebanese millionaire
yeah,
bear.
It's hard to see everything on, you know, FaceTime, but he seemed, you know, he seemed like maybe it could work out if he's staying where he's at to do business and she's in the UK.
Right.
That's just crazy.
Yeah.
So then they get massages
I love it.
Together.
By Comfort. You know,
by Comfort the masseuse.
The masseuse. His name is Comfort. And she's like, Margo's like, oh my God, your name is Comfort.
She's like, you were born for this.
Good job. Like, thank you. I'm putting myself through college. No, they call it university.
University.
Yeah. Uni.
Yeah.
Uni. Uni.
Margo also explains that the part of the brain that recognizes the foot is right by the part of the brain that recognizes sexual activity. And that's how foot fetishes happen. To which I say, that doesn't sound right.
It's like a the Tim Allen, ooh.
It was like something she made up in her head for her.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Someone played a prank on her and they were like, this is a very British thing to say. She just said it on TV. She's like, I'm going to make it seem like I belong here because it's going to work out that I live here with my family.
I don't know about you guys, but anytime I see other people getting massages, it like gives me the urge to like get my back rubbed out. Like I was like, I need to get a massage after that. I don't know about
I was watching that. I was like, oh my God, I'm booking a spa day. Sure. I love massages.
I would do for one. I was thinking when I was watching you last night.
The things I would do to have a massage by Comfort and then also hear Micah and Margo talking in the background.
Yeah.
About foot jobs or
about
whatever.
Foot jobs.
Yeah.
And parts of the brain.
Yeah. No, I feel the same way, Bianca. And then I get a massage and I'm like, I still don't like this.
Yeah. Like, I have to like, you know, it's like going to the doctor's, like the gynecologist is like, okay, like I'm going to knock when, you know, let me know when you're undressed. It's like, I guess just like walk in, you're, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
It's the same with pap smears on TV. Whenever I see them, I'm like, oh, I want to get one. And then I'm like, I regret this.
No.
But girls, it's important to get one every year.
And 3 years now, they've changed the.
Oh, yeah.
Because of how uncomfortable we all were.
Yeah, seriously. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So then we get into the plot of it all. And I will say like everyone is really good at like pushing story.
They are good at we're not staying on one subject the whole time. Like we are moving. So there's so much information coming all the time.
Yeah.
And we keep it on like it's not like Salt Lake City where it's like we're just flying so fast and you've got to keep up. We're like, this is about that. Everyone knows this episode is about what Kimmy said about Missy behind her back. And also, I feel like everyone pushes theme really well. Everyone, this episode, so much of it is about the clash between British culture and like non-British culture or American culture, even though Missy's like not American, but like that, like you know, Margo is defending like Kimmy. She's like, this is just normal. She's a Brit. She drinks her feelings. She's like, it's awful to feel an emotion. She's like, I get where she's coming.
Well, they say like, they're like, well, Kimmy's not, she's not British, but she, this is like, she acts so British because she just keeps it all inside and drinks it away. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which do you identify more with, Bianca? Are you more of like the American, let's talk about feelings, let's work it out, let's apologize? Are you more of the British, let's bottle everything up and laugh about it and pretend we're not hurting?
Don't talk to me about your dead dad.
No, I'm definitely more like the Brits. Like, I honestly should live there. I say that all the time. Like, I just like, mm-hmm. I if it's the right person, I'm talking about my feelings. But like I said before, like if I'm going to a vineyard with all my friends, I don't want to talk about that stuff. Like,
right. You don't want to go around the table and everyone talk about a different death in the family.
Yeah. Like I'm going to Martha and like, yes, this is bad. But she was like, yeah, my sister killed herself. Like that's just so morbid. And that's not what I wanted going out. You know?
Yeah. And then And then someone was like, my dad got liver cancer. Yeah. It was,
And Kimmy's like, oh God. No, I get it. I don't think I would.
Another after another.
They were in the car for 3 hours. And so it's like.
She can't hold it in for that long. Yeah. Like, she's like, I got to say this on camera.
You know, at lunch, like everyone's like, you know, everyone's got a death to talk about.
Yeah. Like, I understand. Like, I get it.
We understand her.
But it's just. Not for me. What about you guys? Yeah. Are you guys more Brit or more American?
I'm more Brit. I'm more like you. I'm
very American. Yes.
She's even very American.
Yes. I mean, I could just, I'll just walk outside of my house and I'll be like, I'm not feeling okay.
I love it. Yeah.
And this is why. Yeah.
Michelle's like, like everyone she's close to, it's like she's dating them where we have to like have a lot of talks about feelings, a lot, like basically like, you know, we're like in couples therapy with each other. So she's taught my, this cold British heart how to feel a bit more.
But. Yeah. It has been like we are. Yeah. I've forced her to be in couples therapy with me. And it is, she's like, we've been talking about scheduling a person on the show. For 3 hours.
And you're saying the same thing over and over again. We're like, but it hurt my feelings.
Like, you're not listening to me.
I love it.
I'm saying Eastern Standard Time and you're saying Central.
We're not even hearing each other.
You're not hearing me. We're in different time zones.
I love it.
That's normal things.
No, it's amazing.
Thank you.
So Missy does some more talking about feelings. She talks with her sister, who is married to a Dubai soccer player.
I love that.
And I hope that they are
safe.
Yeah. They are going to, her sister is going to come, I guess on the show probably, come to visit London and go to Alex, their brother who was murdered, to his grave together.
Right.
And I did think it was interesting what her sister said, where it was like, I don't think Missy wanted to go too much into like the circumstances around it, obviously, but the sister was like, that, like, of course, like, this has influenced us so much where it's like, we're scared. Like, which that is really scary, where
that
it's like your
scary.
Brother was gunned down by hitmen who were like, you know, they like
they
could be trying to kill his family.
Yeah, they did this in front of his child.
It was a 6-month plot.
Yeah, that's
like
creepy.
To with four guys. It was like, it's crazy.
Yeah,
like,
movies. Like that.
Yes, it's like a movie.
It's like a movie, but it's not a lunchtime conversation.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. It's more of like a Friday night, not like a matinee.
Yeah, it's not a matinee. That's what it is. It's it's like after dark.
Yes.
After dark.
Mm-hmm. After a couple time. Glasses of wine when you're on the
couch.
Yeah.
Right. Right. When you're already crying. But yeah, I do feel for them where I'm like, that would be like
this
to not
sucks.
Only like grieve, but be so scared. Be like, am I, is this going to happen to me?
Yeah.
You know?
And they're talking about it on TV and she's like, the last episode, she's like, I didn't even, you know, this is the first time I'm really even talking about it publicly because it was like a really big news story when this happened.
Yeah.
Definitely traumatic.
Traumatic. Yeah. Honestly, it's a country that.
Around London, knowing that happened there.
That's happened.
Yeah.
And let's be real, guys. It's a country that doesn't see a lot of gun violence like certain other countries.
That's probably part of why it was a big deal.
Yeah.
You know,
you don't see a
God with us, it wouldn't have even made the news.
Yeah.
No, literally.
No.
Mm-mm.
So fucked up.
Yeah.
No, honestly.
Yeah. Well, on a lighter note, Kimmy is into gun violence when it comes to animals. She's into taxidermy.
Oh my God. I loved this FaceTime. What was the bird that she had behind? What is that behind you?
I just had it on because like as I was like doing my makeup and stuff just to like make sure I didn't miss anything. And it was an Egyptian bird that's now extinct.
Extinct. And she's like, oh, my Egyptian 17th century, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's like, this old thing, like my plant of this old thing. It's extinct now. Anyway. Yeah.
So one of a kind and just so on brand for her.
I'm trying to think of how that would even work. Is it so that probably wouldn't be taxidermy? It would be like a recreation, right? Like there's no way that for 500 years a taxidermied bird would be preserved.
Right.
Can it? I mean, they do in like museums and stuff. Like, you know, those birds, you know, they're taxidermied.
But no, those are like recreations. It's not like the actual head
sometimes,
of a dodo.
Well, sometimes they're not. Well, not the dodo bird. I don't know if. I'm going to just go with Kimmy on this, and I believe women, and I'm going to believe that's a taxidermied extinct bird.
Yeah.
Extinct a couple years ago. We'll just go with that. You know?
Maybe it just went extinct.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Freshly extinct.
Freshly extinct, but it started in the 17th century.
Yeah.
This bird developed in Egypt. Yeah.
It was a beautiful, I don't even like birds. Beautiful bird. But it was nice. This old thing. Mm-hmm. I did love her confessional. I don't know. I was trying to think, have we ever gotten like a confessional on Bravo with someone just being like, here's why I love taxidermy.
No, it's an original, just like the show.
She's like, they don't poop. You don't have to feed them. They don't pee everywhere. It's like, it's this like, is so true. You don't
the have to best take... pet is a dead pet,
yeah,
darling.
You have to take care of them. You don't have to do anything. They're just
I don't think we've gotten it on Bravo, but I think Adina Monsoon might have said that in Absolutely Fabulous.
Adele Dazeem, maybe.
Adele Dazeem. There was somebody on The Bachelor a couple years ago who was really into taxidermy. I don't remember her name, but she made it to Hometown Dates. And she went with The Bachelor into like her
taxidermy
barn that was just full of like dead animals that were stuck.
Oh my God.
I feel like I got to look this up now.
Were any of them extinct?
I don't know if she was as cool as
Kimmy.
Kimmy.
I wonder if Kimmy has other extinct taxidermy animals.
She had a ton of birds.
She had a lot of taxydermy.
Like, she does collect antiques.
This seems to be like something we talk about a lot in this episode, the different curated homes of these.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Her name was Kendall. I don't know if you could see this, but that's her with her taxidermy duck or bird.
Did she date the grocery store, like the Joe grocery store guy or whatever?
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Oh, is that?
That's one of her animals in her barn.
Does she do it or she just buys them?
No, she does it. Yeah.
She stuffs them?
Yes.
And preserves them.
And she brought like the bachelor into her barn full of them to show them. Yeah.
They were like, this girl has to make it to Hometown.
Yeah,
this is going to be hilarious.
We have to get footage of this. We have to document this.
Insane.
Yeah. Insane.
That's crazy. When she was greeting him, did she like have like a stuffed possum? And she's like, I'll never play dead with you when she walked in.
Could you imagine?
Oh, my God. Oh, that's so crazy.
So at her taxidermy antique house, Kimmy is on FaceTime with Mark and says, I'm going to invite everyone to like a little art thing. Yeah. And Mark, who's on FaceTime, says, it's a formidable idea.
Yes.
He was so like
in
this episode. He was so leaning in.
So leaning in. And I felt like he was extra British somehow.
He was so British.
He was like almost like he was so British. It was almost like a caricature of being British. Yeah. But he was classy.
I'm obsessed with him.
He was so good in this episode. He's really good at like being the glue, the center circle, having no one be. He doesn't like to be in the conflict. He's the voice of reason, and he likes to like keep everyone, you know. And it's not like because of his image. That's why I like about him and Martha. They are conflict avoidant, but it's not because like I'm scared the fans will be mad at me. It's because I'm deeply British, and I've had to push my feelings down for many years, and I am terrified mm-hmm. of raising my voice to anyone. Mm-hmm. Like, it's organic.
Yeah.
I also feel like, do you guys feel like everyone just seems to really just like trust Mark? And like, he seems genuinely empathetic and like he really mm-hmm. cares about what's going on in their lives.
Mm-hmm. You know? No, I agree. Honestly, I feel like I'm like that with like any gay. Like, I love a gay. Like, I just IBS. Feel like they're so just like, I know I'm going to get along yeah. with them. They're just so mm-hmm. comforting. And I also yeah. love that he's comforting, but then he also like side eyes them and judges them like secretly. Mm-hmm. Like his
yeah. Yes. He's still snarky.
He's still snarky. Yeah. Yeah. He's still on a show called Ladies of London.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Bianca, I know what you mean. Like, it really is frustrating to me that like, the gay representation on Bravo is in no means commensurate mm-hmm. to the size of the gay audience. Mm-hmm. Like, it's frustrating that we don't really have gay characters on Summer House.
We don't have any lesbians.
Like, or lesbians, mm-hmm. you know? It's like, this is such a large percentage of the audience that's like, wants to see themselves represented. Yeah. And I really like that Mark, like, he's spoken about it in interviews. He's like, I am not going to like, you know, get into the fray. I'm not going to like, mm-hmm. be, you know, like create conflicts. Like, I'm, yeah. you know, going to be myself. Yeah. And like, I'm only going to do the show because I want to do the show. I'm right. not going to like, you yeah. know, need it or feel like I need to be fake.
Right.
So I really like yeah. seeing that representation.
Definitely.
He kind of reminds me of Rodrigo from Southern Charm. Like, he kind of, reminds me of him, but, like, their personalities are the same. Mm-hmm. The way they're, like, snarky and just, like, mm-hmm. they're kind of the yeah. glue, I feel like.
But
like,
the glue and everyone. But you trust him. He's nice. Like, I don't feel like he's, like, shit-talking everybody in a really heinous way.
Yeah.
No, he's so classy.
He's so classy. Yeah.
He's so classy.
Classy, yeah. darling. Come to my home. It's very uncomfortable.
I just have to say one other thing. When he was on the phone with Kimmy, he was like, the wine made them whiny. And I...
Yes, yes. I wanted to say that too. He's like, everyone cried. The wine made them whiny. Thank God I left, darling.
Thank God I left, darling. Oh.
He's very like a Hugh Grant's character in a very British Scandal.
Oh, it's like
this
about
episode,
a boy.
Like, I should be very, very, very disappointed.
Yeah,
it was just really Britishing it up.
No, I love it.
He's so that like he's so yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah. And it was like, so we're doing this art class. No, still lives. I hope. And she's and Kimmy's like, no, unless it's a banana. I love how she kept saying banana.
Banana. I do love how like Kimmy is like she always tells, I'm Haitian, and then I lived in Miami, but. But then, like, she just slips, like, certain words and certain phrases. She slips into a very British accent. But it doesn't feel Dorit.
No, or Madonna,
it feels very authentic. Yes. Like, because yes. it's only some things that she's like, banana.
Yeah. It's not her being pretentious. No. It's her, like, you can tell it's like you know, the real half British, half American accent from the affected half yeah. British.
She hasn't heard someone say banana in a long time.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
She's not a Hilaria or it's not like a cucumber. Yeah. It's yeah. a banana.
How you say a banana?
Hilaria.
Hilaria.
Hilaria. H is silent.
Yeah.
So then we go to Mark's insane house.
Oh, oh my God.
It
I
looks
love
like
it.
Have you been to MoMA, the Louis XIV like parlor room?
I was gonna say it looks like Versailles. Like yes. it looks like Versailles. Like yes. it was so opulent and like broke. And he was like, this is very uncomfortable home. And he just like has all these like art pieces. And Emma's come over to like visit with him and she's like, I feel like everything is so fragile. Everything's so delicate here. It's like, and it really is. And he just mm-hmm. like, oh, he like gets a, like this new painting. He's like, oh, this is from Christie's. Oh, what is it? Georgina. He's painting. I'm like, I don't even know what's going on, but everything in your house is so expensive and nice.
Oh, exquisite. Like.
Exquisite.
Just like beautiful. Mm-hmm. Oh, obsessed with him.
Just like. If I didn't know what his house looked like and I had to just imagine, that's what it would look like in my head. Yeah. Like, yeah. it would just look like Marie Antoinette's house.
Yeah.
Yes.
Versailles.
No, it was actually, when they showed his house, I gasped. I was like, oh, yeah. Like, I was not expecting, well, I was expecting something like that, but I was not expecting something so fabulous.
He didn't have a pullout couch anywhere.
Yeah, that's
cool. He just had satin.
Yeah.
Satin and tassels and paintings and
lots of golden sculptures of gods and goddesses' faces.
Yeah, just so like little cherub gold angels everywhere. I was like, this is crazy.
No, insane.
I loved it.
So then he and Emma have a heart to heart. Mm-hmm. Where Mark, you know, he's like, I do so much to avoid reality. Perhaps that's what this house is about.
Yes.
And she opens up and he's like clearly kind of, they're like, I love how they're such good Judies. He's like really helping her and supporting her because she seems very British too, where she doesn't mm-hmm. like to talk about right. negative stuff. But she talks about her health. She's had like a health scare where mm-hmm. there's a tumor on her pituitary mm-hmm. gland.
Like a cyst. Yeah.
Or like a cyst. Yeah. And so now it's like made her way more grateful for life. And it makes her, but also she is a bit of a workaholic.
Yes.
I think is what she was saying.
Yes.
And so, yeah, that's, you know, I liked how this showed both of their kind of perspectives on life and mm-hmm. like let us know more
and also about just them. Also that they're real friends and they were friends yes. before the show started. This isn't just like, and you need to go meet up with your new coworker, because right. he talks about in his confessional how sick she was during her pregnancy, and a lot of it mm-hmm. was caused by like the cyst. And she talks about in the like when she's talking with him about how it's grown and it's like now it's even more concerning, and she's, you know, freaked out a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
it's scary, and you know, he's really there for her. I feel like in that moment he gives her a hug, and it felt very like they've known each other.
Yeah, very authentic.
Mm-hmm. It also felt like Emma wouldn't share this information
with
anyone
else.
I know she did it on
camera.
TV, but I feel like she was going to share it with him, you know.
Yes, like, she was safe with him. Yeah, because she's very guarded, I mm-hmm. think. Yeah,
yeah. No, I totally agree with that.
Yeah. So then we have this scene with Margot and Missy. And Margot is about to spill the beans mm-hmm. about what Kimmy was saying. And there's a moment like this is like what a pro Missy is, I feel like, where she like where Margot's like, there's something I have to tell you. And then Missy kind of like smiles like, oh, my God, something's happened, where she's like, I feel like they're excited how well this show is going.
Yeah.
On some level,
it
you
is.
Know, they're like, we are rocking this,
by
dude.
The way,
yeah. Like,
Missy is like a supermodel. She really looks like Emrata. Like, every time I see her, I was like, oh my God, you're just, you look like, it's crazy.
The first episode, she walked into the party in like this insane cutout dress. And I was like, if I could wear that, I would die. Mm-hmm. But like, she looked incredible. My jaw was on the floor. Like, in all
her hair is always perfect.
Stunning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So pretty.
I feel like so pretty. But I feel like all of them are always
they're
like
all gorgeous.
Dressed really well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, they just, and they all have such unique like style that is so them somehow.
Yeah.
Like, and only like that one particular person, I feel like when I'm looking at, like, could pull off those looks, you
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, I could only see mm-hmm. Emma wearing this. I can only see Kimmy wearing this, you know. Like, I that's another wonderful thing about this show. It's
yeah.
so good.
They all
the aesthetics.
Smile.
Yeah.
I love
yes.
to see like what they're gonna wear.
Yes.
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 Yeah. And so when Margot tells Missy that she was that Kimmy was being like, oh, the really harsh things.
Oh, she was saying, you know, she was saying something like, oh, great, her brother's dead because of the drug deal.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
Missy's, like, what?
Missy's like, this is why I don't tell people, you know, because this is what they always say. I'm scared of what they're going to say. And Margo's like, well, I just thought since, you know, you thought you were in a safe space and you weren't, that you needed to
you
know.
You needed
that.
To yeah. know.
Stirring the pot.
Like, oh, there she is.
Yeah, how about
that? I love it, though. But
that's so
you know what?
Of her.
It's so American. Also, Margot knows she lifts right out. Her family yeah. doesn't even live here.
No.
She's got to really sing for her supper.
She
and
really
I like
does.
A appreciate a girl's
like
wing the word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's the same as, like, she couldn't, you know, she didn't get cast in, like, you know, typical Hollywood movie. She got cast in a movie where she had to bang a dude, like, nine
the
different times.
Sexiest
and she's like,
movie
I'm show.
Ever oh. made in Britain.
I saw the scene.
You did?
It's on Twitter. My cousin sent it to me.
Your
what
cousin?
Happened?
So she's basically just like actually giving this guy a blowjob. And then he
Run Bunny
comes onto
oh
his
my God.
Oh,
my God. Is it real cum? Is it Hollywood cum? Is she wearing a merkin?
No. I will find it and send it to you guys after. My cousin sent it to me because he was watching it and he was like, she is saying that nothing happened in this scene and that it wasn't as bad. But he was like, this
she
is it.
Cum on her stomach?
On his own.
On his own.
Okay, so he didn't cum on her.
No, but she was giving, like, she was giving she had- him a blowjob. Like, it was pure as day.
Wow.
Did she say any, did she have any lines?
No, just moans. Yeah.
I think they talk in the movie, right? It's not like a silent film.
No.
Yeah, it's not just like there's not a dick in her mouth the whole time.
It was just that one scene. But just from what she was saying, I was like, okay, it's probably a sexy scene, but nothing too crazy. And then I saw it and I was like, whoa, okay then.
Oh my God. You know what this just reminded me of? Remember in Roni when Ramona's talking to Bethany and she's like, you were seen having sex on a waterbed. You were topless having sex on a waterbed. Does your daughter know that you were...
Chaos.
She's like, yeah, my daughter's 8.
Yeah. Yes.
Get Ramona.
So of course she knows.
Yeah.
No. I like that Margot's not like ashamed of it, right. But it is funny how she gets mad when she's like, when she's like, and that shows what a good actor I am that I made him come on his stomach. Don't you get that? And people are like, I don't think that's related. And she's like, it is related.
It is related. It's so sexy. That's how I afford $50,000 a month rent.
Yeah. Acting.
No, I'm going to send it to you guys after. I have to find it again because my jaw was on the floor. So,
what was the name of the movie?
I don't even remember.
Nine Stories?
Yeah, something like that.
I want to watch it.
Nine Songs because it's like there's concert footage spliced between this sex stuff.
Yes.
Oh my God. I'm going to watch this whole movie.
As Emma would say, maybe I should give us a watch.
I bet Kimmy would really like it.
Yes, seriously.
So we go to the art party.
I love that we've had two episodes now of Kimmy taking, she took her kids to go paint last week and it was so cute. And then today she's like taking the girls. And there's a banana in the room.
Yes. Whenever I eat a banana, I get a new boyfriend. There's no proper way to eat it.
There's no proper way to eat a banana.
She's so Bianca, outrageous and I love
Bianca,
it.
Is there a proper way to eat a banana?
No.
So you don't think the mica... leaving it in its peel and cutting it.
It looked like a little hot dog. It looked like a little hot dog bun. And then she was like cutting it. And I was like, how does she cut into the banana without like cutting into the peel as well? And then like, you know, getting a little peel in her mouth.
Right.
Like she has to be so careful just to cut through the flesh of the banana, but not through the peel. I was like amazed.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was interesting. That was an interesting combo.
It's interesting that the editors are like, we're leaving this in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're
I think
like,
it's a dunk on her.
It's crazy.
We need the banana content.
But I think
she was joking. I think it was a joke.
But I was also like, I was very impressed. I was like, okay, this girl knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
She knows her way around a fork and a banana. And a banana.
She can take some, or she can help Margot with her next movie. Since she knows
slice it down.
This is the etiquette, is you leave it in its wrapper.
This is how you
fork and
left
hand, knife and red.
Mark.
I love this
show.
It's so good.
I love it. It's so fun.
I also thought it was so funny. Mark and Emma go to the party and Emma is like, I've never seen Mark in jeans before. She's just like shocked the whole time. She's like, I didn't know you had jeans. What's going on?
He's like, listen, girls, if there's an opportunity to wear jeans, I'm going to. I don't have those opportunities very often.
She was like, I thought he was going to Cowboy Carter and he didn't even know what that was.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't know because
it's not
something he could buy from Christie's auction house.
Right.
It's like, I don't have that. I have this George the painting. But yeah, so they're going to a painting party and there's a nude model.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's happened on some shows that have aired, because it also happened on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Was it this season? I think so.
I don't know.
Beverly Hills.
I feel this one. It's life is short.
Yeah. I get it.
You know. Yeah.
But yeah, they.
So wait, they had a nude model suit. Huh.
Yeah.
Who did the party? Who was it? Erica?
I think it was Sutton or Jennifer.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Sutton is the one who did the Chippendales a few seasons ago. Or, no, she was the one who got upset.
She had the meltdown.
She was throwing her tantrum. Huh. He couldn't believe Erica was on the
show. So she just wanted full nudity, and then it's okay. But if it's for art.
Right. I could be completely wrong, but of whose party it was. But the guy was literally sitting on the edge of the pool with his legs spread and his butt out. Like, it was insane.
Like Bolo? You know, like, that, honestly, what if Bolo had been the male model for this?
Oh my God, I would love that.
Bring him back every Bolo time. Back.
Bring Bolo back, please. Yeah. I don't care what capacity.
The adventures of Bolo, like the adventures of Tintin, and he's running around Europe doing still life parties, dick dancing.
We need to bring Bolo back and just let him go to like the different franchises and do a party. Like, let him go to SLC. Like, he's going to go to Atlanta. Like, let him go to Ladies of London. Send him to Summer House. Send him to the Hamptons for a weekend. Who gives a shit? He's so fun.
We need to pitch that for Bravo. New show idea.
Let the girls, you know what? Let the girls play Bravo. Bring Bolo back now.
YOLO. This is our YOLO Bolo.
YOLO
campaign.
Bolo. I am begging you. You got rid of Miami. You've done. You've made us watch Beverly Hills for all these years. Please, just give us something. Yeah, Bravo. Give us Bolo.
Give them Bolo.
Yeah.
I love
give
it.
Them Bolo.
Not to go combo, but I was just like, there was two of those. Like I was like, I swore I just saw ladies painted a naked man 2 weeks ago.
No, we're obsessed with like finding the production trends in Bravo. Yeah. You know, like an aerial yoga moment, a flappers party. It's like once it's starting to happen, we need to make sure they don't rest on it too much. Yeah. You know, keep them accountable, Bianca. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes.
So then Margot and Missy are like, Missy's planning to confront Kimmy, but they're like, start hinting that maybe Kimmy, drinks a little bit too much. They're like, she drinks her feelings, so you've got to catch her before she's drunk if you want to talk to her. Mm-hmm. And then Kimmy shucks everyone when they go to their easels, and then suddenly man walks out, drops his robe, and they realize they're going to be painting a nude.
A nude. Yeah, and the British people in the room are like, oh my heavens.
Yes, like Mark like turns
Mark
around.
He's like,
I can't be seen with that.
An appendage is what he called it. I liked hearing what each person called a dick.
I wore jeans to this.
Yeah. I took out my jeans for that. Like,
these jeans haven't seen the light of day in 20 years.
And instead they saw a penis? Like,
yes. And then
not in front of my jeans.
Yes.
I did like Lottie's reaction though. She's like, I know everybody's looking at me right now because they're gonna be like, she's gonna draw the best.
Yes, she's like completely unfazed.
Like,
I'm
looking
the art
at
school.
Me right now. It's like, no.
No.
I honestly don't
know
how I would react in that situation. Like, I obviously wouldn't be like mad. Like, it's something like fun to do. But like,
it's something fun. Yeah.
You're I would be like, they're naked and all these girls staring at you. Like, that's gotta be so weird.
But I think that was his job. Yeah. It seemed like he is someone
who
does that for like bachelorette parties and stuff. He was like, all right, lady. Like, he instructed the art.
Yeah.
He was like, because at first I was like, I don't know how I feel about this.
He signed the release.
But he seemed like he was part of the. He's the instructor as well as the model.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was like, he's in control.
Yeah, that's probably
his business. He's an entrepreneur.
It's his business. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Time it's like, instead of having to like go to a class and they hire a model, it's like, cut out the middleman. I'm the art teacher and I'm the model.
Just, direct to consumer.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. B2B. Then Mark, everyone's drawings are different. Mark does not draw the penis on him. He didn't address the penis.
No. I cannot. Kim,
that was
just
so
like,
funny.
Kinda like
it was just
Kendall.
He drew a Kendall.
Like, and then he's like afraid of the penis. it's Mark.
Because you know right. that he has Renaissance paintings in his home that have like naked people everywhere.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. All of his little angels everywhere, they're completely naked.
I think he has like a strict code for himself on camera. Where he's British. Like, I'm going to represent, you know, my family, my charities. Mm. You know, he's very...
Yeah. My mom's a Russian countess or whatever
yeah.
she is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then Kimmy only draws a penis, which we see from her illustration is uncircumcised.
Is
like
crazy.
Like a European penis.
When she shows it to everyone and Martha's like... Oh, I think it has gonorrhea, darling.
Yes, it made it look like it's penicillin, darling.
Green, darling. Green's coming out of that.
No, that was, I was cracking up that whole scene. Like,
and that guy's still standing there naked.
Yeah. He's just standing there, like, as they look at the dick drawing.
And they're, like, looking at his penis and looking at the drawing, like, does he have green on his penis?
Who was it that was like, can you turn sideways a little bit? Was it Margot?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And then,
yeah.
Oh, because Kimmy was like, she's like, oh, you have the best one. She was like judging everybody's drawings, yeah. right? And she's like, you have the best one because it's from the side. And then Mark was like, she's sitting on the side of him.
Yeah.
That was her point of view.
It's not like creative.
Yeah. 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 She just sees the side.
No, I love it. Oh, my God.
It's so much fun.
Top-tier TV. Like, truly.
Seriously.
Incredible.
It's so... Nobody's doing it like these girls. We're 4 episodes in, and it's already done more in 4 episodes than Beverly Hills has done in 15 seasons.
Yeah. No, seriously. Yeah.
I would already lay down in traffic on the left side of the road.
The left side of the road.
For each mm-hmm. and every one of them.
Mm-hmm. I would spell flavor O-U-R for these women.
Mm-hmm. I would pronounce the H in herb. For this woman.
I'd say valet instead of valet.
We love
Bianca's them. Like, I regret this.
Oh, I love it. I love it. You guys like are hilarious. Like, I feel like I'm smiling so hard, like my mouth hurts.
Oh,
spitting out Jason, water. Oh my God.
We're gonna clip that where that's going on TikTok where you praised us, where the guest praised us.
Oh my God, I just...
Yeah, we're going to put fun. That in a review. Or
yeah, no, you are so
one time a guest said we were funny.
Our guest said that she was smiling the whole time.
We made her do a spit take.
Yeah. Twice. I literally did it earlier, and I don't know if you guys caught it. I don't know why that keeps happening. I don't know what's going on.
I love this.
Mouth,
no, right?
we love a spit
we
take.
We love
a physical gag.
Yes, yeah. We do.
I was trying too hard with the banana.
The banana.
And so Missy and Kimmy finally get their heart to heart after this still life while everyone's like sitting down to eat. Missy pulls her aside and is like, "So I heard you were talking about my back."
Does she sound like she kind of has like a Spanish accent, like a Spaniard? Like she kind of like a little like a not in a Ilaria way, but like in a real like she sounds like Penelope Cruz to me or something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I guess like her S's sometimes in
yeah,
the way that
they
we
have
talk,
like that little bit of that lisp. You know what
and
I mean?
And it's she's very like in the back of her mouth. You know, she's like yeah. I heard you were talking about.
But I also
but I always sound like Dr.
Evil
when I do.
Sometimes she's British too. Like it must
yes.
be living there for so long that she kind of is like developing it a little bit because sometimes I'm like, what type of accent was that? Like it's like a mix of like 3 accents almost.
We're doing a lot of accent work on this show.
Yes,
well, two of the girls, Kimmy and Missy are.
I love that. They're true children of the world.
Yes.
They are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not from Connecticut.
No.
Mm-mm.
And they're not like, I know you guys aren't watching Beverly Hills, but Dorit, they're in Italy. And I'm not joking. Like, so many times she's been like,
is there
in her Italian accent? She's like, oh my God. Like, Erica called her once, like, said something to her, and she responded in the Italian accent. Erica was like, are you kidding me? Like,
oh my God.
Oh my God. No, but see, you telling us this.
Mamma mia.
If this is so much more entertaining than if we had to go watch it and be like, oh, is she getting designs for a Buco di Beppo room right
no,
now?
Literally.
Oh, I would watch that, though. If she designed another Buco di Beppo,
yeah.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Where Jesse from the Valley goes and he's like, this is Capri.
He's like, Capri.
This is Capri.
In Pasadena.
It's in a strip mall.
Back to London.
Yeah, sorry.
Out of the valley.
No, no, no. We like to get the update, the peripheral update. Yeah, we like to get Beverly Hills. Yeah,
Kyle ever admit if she was in a relationship with a woman?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we thought.
Yes.
So then, Missy addresses it, and Kimmy is pretty much, as you would expect, defensive immediately, yeah. Where she's like, look, I have a lot of compassion for you in your situation. I've had similar situations, but it's just not appropriate. It's a wine tasting.
Oh, God. And she's like, you started a chain of events at the wine tasting. Then everybody was going around, and everybody was like, my dad this and my dad that. You started a chain.
And I loved how Margot was, doing like the David Attenborough narration of watching them from afar. She's like, I gotta look at her hands.
Yeah.
She's yelling at her. She's not apologizing. She's drunk. She's cleaning. She's drunk.
She's like, Margot's like, get out of my way. I need to get home, talk to her.
But it's interesting, like the people who are Team Missy and the people who are like kind of in the middle and the people who are Team Kimmy, like,
there's so many
so
M's,
similar.
Like Missy and
Martha. Martha, Mary, May, Marcy, Marlene. Remember that movie?
Martha.
Martha's like trying to explain to Margot. She's like, don't go. Oh, she's not going to apologize. Like, it's not going to happen. Like, mm-hmm. She's had a hard life. It's like totally her shit. She doesn't want to deal with.
Yeah.
She saw probably like a lot of gun violence is something we like insinuate a lot in this episode, but mm-hmm. we haven't gotten into.
And then Martha's also like, these chicken burgers look amazing.
Yes. But she's like, don't get cross with her. It's like getting cross with a dog for shitting on a sidewalk or like getting cross at a bird for pecking your eyes out. It's just what they do.
It's just what they do, darling.
I understand, like I said earlier, I get where Kimmy is coming from. Just the delivery is so horrible. Like, I mean, you
but it's so good for TV, don't you?
And then just like still continue to feel that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes, just to resolve it, you know, but it's like...
She's making TV.
Yeah.
She's authentic.
Yeah.
She's authentically not sorry and authentically continues giving a, I'm sorry you feel that way.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
Apology. And then Margot gets into this and Margot really reads her to filth.
She reads her to filth.
Oh, my God. She's like a... Like, you know, Martha's like trying to, or Kimmy's trying to like back out of it with Missy, where she's like, well, I didn't say it the way Margot said. Mm-hmm. And Margot's like, you said that this is just what happens when you get involved with drugs, and that she was doing it for attention. And Kimmy's like, well, of course she's doing it for attention. Yeah. And then Margot's like, you do everything for attention. You're the loudest little person I've ever met. You're like a little Popeye for attention.
You're a little Popeye for attention.
Not a little Popeye.
I know that she's not been in America for a while, but there's more modern. Hey, like American references to me.
Her calling her the loudest little person I've ever met was hilarious.
That was so crazy. And you know, no producer gave her that line.
Oh, no.
You can't.
No.
That's
it was very like, I'm up here, tall, you're down here, little Popeye.
Yeah,
you're little Popeye.
I'm olive oil, you're a little Popeye.
Yeah.
I run in traffic and you eat spinach. Little Popeye.
And she's like,
that's just such a crazy thing.
It's such a crazy read.
You're the loudest little person. You're just a little Popeye.
You can't make this
shit up.
Is
it a British term?
I gotta look this up.
Because this is so crazy.
When's the last time you've heard anything about Popeye?
I know. How did that reference come from her?
I don't know.
Popeye slang.
It's like, it's a chicken place. Do they have Popeye's chicken over there? They have KFC. Have you been to London?
No, I have not.
Oh, I gotta go.
I do.
It's a pilot slang. Okay. No, it's just really just a random read that she pulled.
It's just random. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's almost giving like Karen Huger like a... with the whore that went to Hampton College and Sing Sing.
Sing Sing. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like
a sober version of that.
Yeah. It's like Housewives Jazz. Like they don't even know what's going to come out.
Like, it's just, what comes out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I prefer a flop weird insult though to like a an insult that clearly was written by a producer or a friend or like practice.
There's the door, Shannon Bador. Well, you know.
Although that was iconic.
Yeah. I'd much rather be called a little Popeye.
Yeah, no, same.
But then she does like, even though that was like a little bit of a miss, the rest are like, she's pretty much like getting some clean shots. Yeah. She's like, Missy isn't like you. She doesn't have to drink her feelings. Don't look at her. Look at me.
Look at me.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm looking at a heartless, mean, cold, bitter woman. Why don't you have another drink?
She ate her.
Yeah. And then Kimmy goes, why don't you have another drink? And then Margot goes, I'm sober.
She goes, I don't drink.
She brought up drinking so many times, though, it seems like, too.
She did.
Why don't you have a drink? Like, she kept bringing up Kimmy's drinking, which, like, I get you should if you're on reality TV, but I felt like it was just too many times in one convo. Like, enough. We get it.
Yeah. And it is like the archetype of a sober person, like a newly sober person who's like kind of holier than thou. And then also like has a lot of anger towards people who they think have a drinking problem because it's like their anger at their past self. Yes. So I do think it's from an authentic place, which I liked. It's not just like I need to make TV or I'm going to get kicked off the show. It's like she really has resentment towards her because she, you know, is kind of like taking her inventory, as they say in the program, which you're not supposed to do.
Yeah.
The program. No, I'm just kidding.
And Kimmy doesn't like the inventory thing either. And she definitely clocks it. She sits down next to Mark and says, I'm an alcoholic, apparently. I'd like a glass of champagne, please. And Mark goes, at your service,
ma'am. I love her.
Like any other housewife show, we would hear screaming and there'd be a big dramatic exit and somebody running after the other one and be like, what happened? What did she say? It would be all very American. But this is just like,
I can't be fucked. Give me booze.
I can't be bothered. I'm a little Popeye person. Give me
We need our American housewives to take lessons from these ladies.
Yes.
Like, seriously. Yes. We need to go to London for a week and do like a camp.
Micah, get a class for Micah. Oh, she's an American. You can understand what she's saying because you can still make great tea. Although I do love the fighting and I love the yelling and I love the loudness of my shows, but there is something very, like, just none of it really clocking for Kimmy. You don't see her sweat. That's what it is with Kimmy. Yeah. She's like, you just like dismantled me. Whatever. Yeah. I'm going to still go sit down and get a glass of wine.
No, I loved that.
I'm a Popeye, apparently. I'd like a glass of spinach, please.
Yes. Popeye, apparently.
And then she says, Missy's a pawn in a much bigger chess game that Margot is playing. She's trying to make me look like a really bad person. Really bad chess move. I'm sorry.
Lauren, do that again. Say really bad chess move again.
Really bad chess move.
You can be her understudy if she ever needs one. Like, you do her.
Oh, I wish.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You just did Kimmy so
No, that was beautiful.
So oh, my God.
So well. Yeah. You deserve an compliment
in my life. I love her.
She's so iconic.
I'll have to wait 363 more days.
Yeah, hey, Lauren, you're just a little Popeye.
Just a little Popeye. And then she says, then she goes back to Missy and she's like, okay, I'm going to fix this. And she goes, I apologize if you think I'm being insensitive. Missy's like, I'm leaving. This is anything.
Yeah. No, it's about like insinuating this. My brother's death was because of a drug.
Or that he, not even that, that he, but like that he deserved it. It's not sad because he,
that always happens. It was his fault. It's like, no.
She started a chain of events.
Yeah.
And I am so curious. I kind of love the way that this is unfolding, too. I think on another show, if Kimmy was someone who was more open, more American, more like, you know, I know that I've got to share to, like, make myself likable to the audience, she would probably share whatever has happened that we keep hinting about in Haiti with her dad maybe being involved with some really bad people, with the gun violence she mentioned she saw. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, maybe, like, you know, kind of, like, shame around that, trauma around that. But because it's this show, she's like, fuck no, I'm not talking about it. I love that. No. We get to really, like, let it unfold.
It's like, you know, I give her a lot of shit. Kyle, like, because we were like, Kyle doesn't talk about anything. It's like Kimmy's figured out a way to not to share. I feel like we still know a lot about Kimmy. We just don't know everything about her. She's
about her past.
And yeah. But she's still doing interesting things.
Right. Like she's still entertaining. Yeah. And like even if I don't know enough about her, like I still love her because she's so funny and she's so authentic.
And her little hats and her little Egyptian birds.
No, her hats are so divine.
She kind of reminds me of Jennifer Tilly with her style. Like her style.
Yes.
And like colorful and fun. Not like basic outfits like some of the other people wear.
She's not wearing sheen.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, she wouldn't be called dead, darling.
No, I'm just the birds, my mom. But I don't have to feed them.
So then Missy like gets into the limo and Mark like has a quick moment with her just to be clear that like he's Switzerland. He's like, look, you know, like, I, you know, she's Kimmy. She's not trying to be insensitive. She's trying to look at something, you know, very close to her own home with humor. You may never see eye to eye on this. Bye. You know, it's like it's still Missy, very like cold, but he is like,
but Missy's
see,
like,
you know, I'm not taking
but none of the women ever fight him on that. They like listen to him, everything he says. They never interrupt. And she's like, okay.
It's like, you're right, Mark.
I needed that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then Margot gets in the limo, too. And Martha is like, well, she's like, it seemed like it could have been smoothed over until she calls Margot South Carolina. And she's like, until South Carolina came involved.
That was so funny. Yeah, just all of a sudden we're back at the table. She's like, South Carolina. And I'm like, whoa, are we on Southern Charles?
I didn't even know she was from.
Austin
just walked into the room.
I feel like they're so right, though. Like, I mean, Kimmy wasn't going to apologize, but Margot came over and made it like 10 times worse than it was going to be.
But I'm glad it happened.
She ruffled her feathers, you know, to get her mad.
They don't even
She was like, she's not doing it. She's not apologizing. I'm going to go stir the pot some more.
Yes.
Yes.
And this is all in the same room.
Yes.
Like, it was also interesting because like, you know, none of the other women could even, or Mark, be bothered with what was going on. You know, they were just like all just, they all seemed so happy. You know, they were just like eating their little nipples, as Kimmy called them, and drinking and like having a good time. And they're just like, oh, over there, they're like dealing with the stuff. But they all just seemed to have a good time.
They're unfazed. I love how they're unfazed by anything. Yeah. I relate to this.
Drinking like, her champagne, like, watching it. They're like, oh. Look at her hands.
Keep calm. Yeah.
Look at her hands fly.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's a little dramatic.
I was also surprised to learn Martha, after calling Margot South Carolina. Teaching us she's from the South, she's like, she's a legendary punk. I was like, was she? Like, I want to know about them in the punk
about it.
Scene.
She's like, South Carolina, she's a legendary punk.
I have so many questions. There's so much mystery of backstory between these people. Like, were they in the punk scene together, like, in the 90s in England? That's so fucking
cool. Or just
cool.
The way that they use, like, words that you thought that they, that you thought you knew what those words were, the way that they've been putting them together, like, you're a little Popeye and, like, South Carolina,
like,
she's not, it's just a little punk. It's like, it's just crazy. It's just, what are they doing?
Well, I'm curious if she means punk, like, from the punk scene, which Margot was in the punk scene, or if she means punk, like, she's a little punk.
She's always going to give you shit.
She's
like a little Dennis the Menace type.
I have another to say, though, like, all of them have had like something crazy happen to them. Like they all live interesting, insane lives.
They really have. They are all such interesting women. We barely even talked about Lottie, and like her husband is like the most
eccentric.
Yeah,
we just skipped over it because there was too much stuff already
happened.
There's
too much going on, and like her husband's like the most eccentric man I think I've seen on the network.
Yeah.
Yes, he's husband called him Zorro the Gay Blade.
Because
that's what his
eyeliner is
like, mustache, very 1930s
mustache
Zorro.
Is
George Hamilton.
The mustache is so distracting. I'm like, I wouldn't be able to kiss him because I'd be staring at his mustache. If I was.
You know, and they have, and I love the scenes with Lottie and her husband. Like they're buying jewelry this episode, and she's like, this can be my push present.
She looks down at her tennis bracelet and she goes, just know when I look at it, I'll say my vagina did that.
Yes. Like, she's so fun too, but there's just so much happening we just skip over. But I love her on the show as well. I love her husband. Mm-hmm. I want to see them together. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The show's a true cornucopia of delights. It's so colorful. Colorful people, colorful houses, colorful dead animals.
Yes.
I live for it. Did you guys watch the older seasons of it, of Ladies of London?
No, did you?
Yes.
I watched maybe the first, like, couple seasons. So I watched, like, Stanberry was on there. There was, like the Earl.
Oh, I watched the little.
Sandwich.
Yeah, like, Earl Sandwich.
Mm-hmm. The protein balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I watched it. And I was, like, that was the thing with when they announced this Ladies of London. I was, like, what Caroline Stanberry's not going to be on. I don't know if I can watch. Like, I always just when I thought of Ladies of London, like, she was who I thought of. Also, I was like, I don't think Bravo can do a reboot well. Like, I just don't think they can.
They're getting good now.
But this is, I have to say, I think it's better than the original.
I agree.
It's so much more fun. I don't know. It feels less flashy, less produced. Like, I don't know. I feel like maybe these women are a little, some of them a little bit older, which I really like. They've really lived a life, you know, and been through stuff. And they have real relationships that have lasted, like, some of them, like, 20 years. Yeah. Also, just the way episode 2 ended is just, like, such an iconic.
Oh, my God.
Thing. Like, I just feel like that was so. And that's, like, episode 2.
It's yeah.
Like, it's just such a great show. It's just that all of them are fun to watch. I don't care what they're doing. Whatever it is, it's fun and it's funny and it's the perfect amount of drama. It's fun and it's just fun to watch.
Yep.
Like, they're fun to look at.
Mm-hmm. It's like a comfort show. Like, it's only 4 episodes, but I'm still, like, so, like, I get excited to put it on. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, yes. Ladies of London.
I'm so, like, it's so fun to recap. Like, it's so, you know, it's not like some shows that are harder.
Yeah.
Not to name names. Summer House Season 1. or Beverly Hills. Okay. Well, it's been so fun recapping with you, Bianca. And where can the people find you?
You guys can find me on TikTok at Bravo with Bianca. And then I don't have an Instagram for my Bravo account, so just my personal account. It's Bianca Bulo.
Ooh. Love it. And you can follow us at Bravo_breakdowns on Instagram and TikTok. We're doing a short YouTube break. So listen to us on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. And rate us 5 stars, please. That really helps if you leave 5 stars or a review. And if you're in Dallas, please come to our show next Sunday, March 29th at 7 p.m. We are watching Scary Island and then doing a show with Philip White. And that's all.
And that's all.
That's all my little Popeyes.
I won't say who I'm going to play, but I'll say bye.
Bye. Bravo Break.